All right. Is someone planning to rob Walmart on Christmas Eve? Well, you'll be able to find out by seeing a Class Act Productions holiday show, The Great Walmart Christmas Eve Robbery and Other Christmas Stories. That'll be next weekend at the 319 Downtown Event Center on West Walnut in downtown Springfield. Here with us this morning, George Cron, who is the chief head honcho and chief bottle washer and all that other stuff of Class Act Productions, and Kevin Kepi, who is, I guess, going to be the person who robs Walmart on Christmas Eve. I guess we'll find out, though.
You will.
All right. All right. Tell us about what this show is, what's going to be happening on this show.
Well, my dear friend Lee Wilhelm, who passed away about a year ago, had written these Christmas plays. He's written several Christmas plays, and down through the years, I'll pull them out of a shelf and pick which ones to do.
These are pieces that don't get performed very often, aren't they?
No, that's the other thing about Christmas plays, and actually I've written Christmas songs before.
Yeah.
And both, you find people going, well, they're wonderful things, but they're not always extremely marketable because they're not big money makers, because you can only do them once a year.
Right, they're the very definition of seasonal.
Exactly. Mm. But he's written some very delightful, funny, and also a little sweet and poignant Christmas stories. So I kind of compiled three of these and put them together. And since lately there's such controversy and people have very strong opinions about Walmart, whether they like or love them, we thought it'd be interesting to do a play that about Walmart and the holiday season.
When did Lee write this?
Oh, goodness. I can't remember. I'd say 6 or 7 years ago, maybe. I may be wrong on that. Maybe
okay.
4 or 5 years ago.
All right.
But
still fairly contemporary.
Fairly contemporary. Mm-hmm. This one here is very contemporary. It is the basic premise is there's a mechanic who, played by Spencer Tilly, who is struggling during the holidays. He's not getting a lot of repair work in
right.
the cars. And his lazy, conniving uncle, played by Mr. Kepi over here, the character Junior, comes up with this brilliant idea that they should rob the Walmart on Christmas Eve because he heard that they're going to have low security that night. So that's their scheme. And obviously Joe, Spencer's wife, played by Nikki Bolt, is very upset and saying they can't do that. And then we have a wonderful actress named Andy Buttrell who plays Lottie Ann. Side note, that's my mother's name, and Lee stole my mother's name for this play. Other than that, it's purely coincidental.
Okay.
This character is nothing like my mom, but she's wild and crazy.
But he borrowed the name. Yeah.
And gets very excited because she ends up overhearing that they're planning a robbery, and she wants to be a part of it. So,
okay.
So without giving too much away, antics follow as they try to resolve this problem of how to keep from losing the garage and how to case the joint and rob Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Of course, the title mentions other Christmas stories.
He has two other very delightful Christmas stories. One's called The Road to Nineveh, and the other one's called Where the Snowflakes Bloom. Mm. And Road to Nineveh is sort of another sort of rural piece that kind of matches Walmart. And then to kind of give a different tone, we have this sort of New York one act that deals with two homeless women and a very kind night watchman who lets them into the office building against policy. And there's a confrontation with one of the employees in the building, and it kind of touches upon the kindness and the holiday spirit and what people should do for people in need and what they shouldn't do for people in need.
Right, yeah.
And then Road to Nineveh, it takes place in a diner. It's a wonderful romantic Christmas holiday one act with two people who are very lonely, and they happen to meet in a diner and get to know each other in a quite warm and friendly romantic way. So very feel-good stories. I'd probably say they're PG-13. There's nothing too wild or crazy, but maybe a couple little innuendos that most children wouldn't get, but depends on the parent, but PG-13.
Okay. Now, Kevin, what are you doing in the show? As we said, you're the uncle who comes up with the idea.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I play a Junior, Joe's uncle, and it was a very fun role. And a little bit of a stretch, too, because Junior is a little bit of an older gentleman in a sense. And so I have to bring a little more weight to my character, put some years on him. A lot of times I can play characters that are lots of different types, but sometimes they're goofier, a little bit younger. This one is a little bit more, you know, chiseled, and he's the years have worn on him pretty fiercely, and he's a moocher, and so he's just living with his his nephew and his wife. He's unemployed, he's mooching, he drinks beer all the time, he likes to shoot pool. You know, maybe he has some uncles like that. I don't know, but this uncle is definitely like that.
I played the fifth.
So
George, why did you cast Kevin in this role?
Well, one, Kevin's extremely talented.
Yes.
So I always look for the best actors I can possibly find.
Right.
And he's a great comedian. And this role was just really fit for him very well. To be quite honest, I wanted him to do it, and he told me he was far too busy during the holiday season. I talked to a couple other actors.
That didn't last long, did it? That little argument.
Had a couple other actors who I talked to, and we thought they were going to do it. And then they had Christmas problems and holiday problems. So I came back to Kevin on hands and knees saying, Kevin, you're great for this role. You've got to come back and do it. And he succumbed to my pressure.
There you go. And now the great Walmart Christmas Eve robbery and other Christmas stories will be performed at the 319 Downtown Event Center on West Walnut next Thursday through Saturday, the 18th through the 20th, all at 7:30 p.m. You'll be able to order hors d'oeuvres and libations at your table. Tickets are $12 or $10 for students. And for reservations, you can call a Class Act Productions at 766-3139 or visit their Facebook page or email aclassact@georgecron.com.
Wonderful.
Well, those are the best places to find information and order
Definitely.
Tickets.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
all
yes.
right.
I'll answer any questions they need.
Now, Kevin, are you doing any? You just doing the uncle in the that first show? You're
yes.
not doing anything in the other two.
Correct, not in this one. You know, a lot of the other actors are playing multiple roles in different these one acts, and so
right. They're
changing hats literally. It's pretty good.
mentioned most people. Also, John Hall, a great actor, is doing a couple of parts in the one acts.
Curtis Harrington.
Am I leaving anybody else out? I think that's talked about Andy, talked about Nikki.
Rowena, her name. Yeah.
Oh, Rowena. We have a cast member who came in a little later, and Rowena, John's sister. I'm not sure what her last name is.
Stone.
Actually.
Rowena Stone.
Stone, that's it.
There we go.
Rowena Stone.
All right. So you've got a good strong cast for these Lee Wilhelm one acts for holidays next Thursday through Saturday at the Elegant 319 Downtown Event Center on Walnut. 766-3139 or visit A Class Act Productions on Facebook or email George at aclassact@georgecron.com.
For a great Christmas date evening.
There you go. George Cron and Kevin Kepi from A Class Act Productions. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much. Good
seeing
you.
See you.